Joe Biden tells Democrats to treat future white minority with respect. By Neil Munro on October 2, 2023. European origin Americans deserve respect even after they become a minority in the United States, President Joe Biden told a friendly interviewer in an October 1 interview. We're going to be, very shortly, a minority white European country. And sometimes my Democrat colleagues don't speak enough to make it clear that that is not going to change how we operate, he told the progressive billionaire-funded ProPublica website. Democrats must treat white Americans with respect, as they and their children quickly become a racial minority in their own nation, Biden insisted, saying. It's not so much the economic benefits. It is treating them with respect, treating them with respect. The Democratic Party in the past has, on occasion, spoken less to their needs and fears or concerns. And so, I think a lot of the guys that I grew up with in Delaware and in Scranton, Pennsylvania, they feel like they're not being respected. Not so much by policy, just by the failure to talk about their needs. Current polls show mainstream, plurality, or majority opposition to the federal policy of mass migration that has helped suppress incomes for most Americans since 1990. That opposition is rising quickly because Biden has deliberately accelerated the wealth shifting and population replacing inflow into Americans' workplaces, schools, housing, and politics. Biden's warning was likely planned by his deputies. And it comes before the 2024 election where Democrats expect to lose votes because many Americans oppose Biden's migration. Biden is also escalating his 2024 campaign. For example, by claiming that Republicans are a threat to democracy. Literally our democracy is at stake, this is bigger than political disagreement, it's beyond that, he claimed. But his call for respect also comes as other Democrats are escalating their divisive rhetoric to block the enforcement of existing immigration laws. One day without, illegal, immigrants, you don't eat. Representative Delia Ramirez, DEAL, claimed at a September 20 hearing about the tax cost of migrants. She is the Chicago-born daughter of illegal immigrants. We're not only a nation of immigrants, the immigrant population embodies the spirit of this country, Representative Robert Garcia, DCA, said at the same hearing. He is a Peruvian-born immigrant whose parents illegally brought him to the United States. That Democrats' sharp rhetoric is risky because it can also motivate GOP voter turnout. Despite the GOP's donor-driven refusal to showcase the pocketbook and civic costs of Biden's migration. Under the federal government's pro-migration policy, the immigrant population has grown from 1 in 14 in 1955, up to 1 in 7, or roughly 50 million, in 2023. As a result, the children of European origin parents were a 45% minority of the K-12 school population in 2021. Biden, in close cooperation with Wall Street investors, has accelerated this very unpopular policy. For example, this year, he has imported roughly one migrant for every American born in the same year. In the ProPublica interview, Biden did not mention, and was not asked, about the impact of his immigration policy. The interviewer was John Harwood, who is not a conservative. He is an establishment journalist and asked Biden. The millions of Americans who think the country is changing in ways that are harmful to whites, men, social conservatives, small town, blue-collar America. A poll by the Public Religion Research Institute showed that 40% of the people who call themselves Christian nationalists think that patriots may need to use violence to save the country. Is that fear of change where the threat to democracy comes from? Biden prefaced his call for respect by describing the criticism of federal immigration policies as unreasoning hate. He also portrayed the growing share of all groups of Americans who oppose the government-forced changes as creatures who should be forced to live under rocks. As a senator, I thought you can defeat hate, you can bury it, you can kill it. But I learned you can't. All you can do is you can drive it underground. And when you allow oxygen under the rock, it comes roaring back out again. Biden did not suggest that he would reduce what he described as the hate. For example, he did not say he would begin enforcing the federal laws against immigration into Americans' jobs and communities. But he described himself as a partial populist. In the 2020 campaign, I said, I speak to you, not from Wall Street. I speak to you from Scranton, Pennsylvania. That was a bit of a populist point, but it was a genuine point, that, in fact, I represent all those people. I will represent all those people. But the world is changing, John, and the fact is we're going to be very shortly a minority white European country. And sometimes my, Democrat, colleagues don't speak enough to make it clear that that is not going to change how we operate. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. Additionally, the inflow has pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans because the population replacement allows elites and the establishment to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. In many speeches, Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas says he is building a mass migration system to deliver workers to wealthy employers and investors and equity to poor foreigners. The nation's border laws are subordinate to elite opinion about the values of our country, Mayorkas claims. Migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats.